we want the clustered solutions to actually work in all situations. Okay, so composite functions I've mentioned. Composite functions keep us relatively sane. They allow us to build high-level async functions out of lower-level functions. They give us a single coherent framework for building state machines without going mad. And they have sane error handling, thanks to...
Tend to take the next step and invent the pool-based memory manager, and then they look on fresh meat and discover there are 100 other projects that have also done that. You tend to write your own first and then look on fresh meat. And then you look at all the others and say, oh, they're crap, mine's better. And it becomes the 101st one on fresh meat.
So, one solution to the memory management problem is memory managed languages, right? Like Java, like Mono, like Python.
Hierarchical allocator, right? And we didn't end up using this pool-based memory manager. So instead, the usual pool-based memory manager is one operation, give me a handle, right? A pool, handle. Another operation, give me some memory on that handle. Okay, and then you keep creating more and more memory on that handle, then you eventually destroy the handle, right? So when they connect, they then do authentication stuff, they do thousands of operations, and we have a hierarchy. What do you usually do when you're writing systems programming, networking, server, you get a read error on the socket? You call your cleanup routine, right? And that has to make sure that it cleans up all of the memory out of all of the pools. But those memory pools, you mean you have an authentication memory pool, done. That is also...
When we open a file descriptor now, that you're sticking the file descriptor in a structure somewhere.
And that structure goes away. So we might have 20 or 30, we might have Kerberos context open, LDAP context open. And when we get that read error on the socket, we want to get rid of that file descriptor, get rid of that LDAP. So all the baggage of the error handling cleanup code is just gone. The freedom that gives you...
Talloc remembers the type of everything you allocate.
And you can check the type. You can ask what type it is, right, efficiently. Oh, interfaces, you know, they're just the standard thing you end up with in a state machine system, right? When you have a generic state machine...
It has no type checking, right? You don't want to use it. And yet if you want general...
You missed a really great bit, is that with garbage collection, you can't put your FileScript to close function inside your destructor, because you don't know what it's going to be called. You run out of FileScript, but you've got plenty of memory.
So the next piece of this puzzle, code coverage. A question here at the moment, right? So code coverage is the next thing. This is Ben Ellison put me onto code coverage and pushed me to start using GCov, and it's been brilliant. So if it's never been tested, if it doesn't get tested by your test suite, it probably doesn't work. Because we don't want to leak data. We now don't, and I'll explain why.
Because if you leak somebody's password or some critical part of their Word document, the love letter, code coverage... With high coverage test suites and Valgrind telling you whenever you're writing uninitialized memory to a socket, you end up being...
And now I'd like to take the last few minutes... Oh, I was going to tell you about this. I did promise... ...platform works on Windows and on Linux, the only two platforms. ...possible UCS2 character, all 64,000 characters, and creates files with every possible... Write a test suite that tries all of them, right? Because then you're sure it works for every possible case. So this is a particular one that tries all 64,000 characters. And 1.2.f, the STFS file system for Linux, ignored character sets, but ignored... You get 2.f. That is a forward slash. So there was a file slash, finds it's a directory. It recurses into it. It obliterated up to P on slash. Luckily, this was a VMware image, but it was a bug. Apple, you go and have a look at the E2FS progs how-to. You will find... a URL for a BitKeeper repository owned by Ted So.
How would we connect using an ordinary command line tool?
Funk.org 5000. We would do something like that. Yep. Okay. Great. We're connected to Ted's server right now. Okay. Now, of downloading E2FS progs. Right? What command would I type to download E2FS? Netcat? Yeah? Keep going. Funk.org. Ted's code, please. Right. There it is. Okay. Files directly. They are just STCS files with the name of the file at the front. So you can see there the SFIO header followed by the name. Out of time. Any questions?
Okay, I have a roadmap, a draft roadmap. The status is going to be clarified. And we have Santa Cruz working. There's a number of people using it as deep knowledge. knowledge of the database. Right, we need a simple command to create and delete users. In fact, it's not quite as bad as I'm saying, but it's almost as bad.
It's for the kernel. What do you think about the state of software engineering in the kernel?
I think it's huge advance from the standard checker. I'd be great if there was something like this. I mean, the stuff on QEMU and things is definitely a step in the right direction.
Null Ryan is very limited to the patch at the moment.
Right, but does it then know about the, like, the variables and know about the status information? .py/raw, which is our raw library, which has a... Then we have higher level calls above those that provide an easier interface. As testers, I think I've talked about with LCA in the past. We have... The big one is requested to two servers, then it compares every field of response that comes back, and after, say, 7,000 requests, it might find a difference. It might say that I'm an extraordinarily powerful tool for doing that sort of network analysis.
Share any of the IDL source code?
Yes, the IDL files, the it's not implementation. So we do share those with other projects and make them available in projects in the free software world that might want to use them, and in fact, is usual by commercial projects as well. Because we believe the specifications for these protocols should be of the first IDL compiler of the San Francisco.
Thanks for coming and giving another great keynote to linux.conf.au and to Linux.
I promised Trent a gift if he announced his BitKeeper.
Yeah, the balloon rides over Canberra are just perfect. I mean, it's a great city.
People I wrote to, I feel like you're trying to get to
lunch.
Is there a power plug here? Because I don't think my battery is going to make it.
Coming through at all? Hello? Can you guys... Hello, I'm singing a little song today.
It's coming through speakers.
It is, it's coming through those speakers up there.
Clip it to his nose.
His nose? Is it?
I'm looking.
He's busy talking to people.
He's having a coffee.
Alright. I don't mind either way. I was just going to say, you know, the LWN guy who wrote that book, I wonder if he's reading.
I read both the first two releases.
You'll need a...
Yeah.
Otherwise you win it, and we really don't want that.
I thought I would auction it.
See me making it.
Hello.
I couldn't find the input to the reading.
So it's on full volume.
Oh, this is meant to be plugged in between something, and it's not.
That looks fuzzy to that. That's...
I had to actually change my
to look at it.
Can people stand reading that?
Crap, I bet.
I actually fixed it by unplugging my laptop up to 5 heads.
Because...
Yeah, you don't see the speaker well. I noticed that watching Tridge.
Oh, here he is.
That's still
quite clear up there. Can you hear me? Sing a song.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to introduce you.
Is to start with by looking at how the development evolved, leading into the not quite so new anymore. So, let's think about the good old days, starting with 1.0, going up from there. The odd-numbered releases were the development releases, which you ran at your own risk. So you could look at the version number, you would always know what long time. Free software is supposed to be fast, we're supposed to be doing things quickly. And yet we had this feature freezes were amusing at best. Oh, I could replace the virtual memory subsystem, and so on, and then you end up... And then, once you got to the state...